One run, no base hits, and one runner left on base. End of 2.5. It is Chippewa Falls 2, Wausau West 0. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BowFallsRadio.com.
Marshall Helke leading things off for the Warriors in the bottom half of the third inning. Chippewa Falls with a 2-0 lead. First pitch from Evan Weiler is down low for ball one. It'll be the bottom third of the order for the Warriors. Helke, Dylan Landreth, and Cohen Bryant. The lefty rocks, kicks, and deals. There's a looping line drive, but grabbing it in short right center is the second baseman, Logan Longslet, for out number one. Well, the Warriors' only base runner came with Travis Clotty as a leadoff walk in the first. He was then erased on a double play to end the inning. So facing the minimum so far has been Evan Weiler, 7 batters. And now Dylan Landreth steps in. And the first pitch is a fastball that's off the outside corner for ball one. Wind starting to kick up a bit again here at Wausau West. The right-handed batter waits. Weiler rocks, kicks, and deals. And there's a ground ball back towards the pitcher, grabbed on the big hop. Weiler will flip to first in time, 1-3 on the putout for out number two. 7 batters in a row retired now by Evan Weiler, and that will bring up the number 9 hitter, second baseman Cohen Bryant.
Up next for the Warriors, second baseman, number 14, Cohen Bryant.
Number 14 on the back of the jersey for Cohen Bryant. Here's Weiler's pitch. Fastball in there for strike one called. Bat, we've only seen one hit combined so far in this game. The base runners for Chi-High have come mostly on walks and then those 4 hit batsmen. 0-1. Swing and a miss. That was good location on that ball by Weiler. Started about the knees and then had just a little bit of downward motion as he got towards the strike zone. And swinging over the top was Bryant, and it's 0-2. The lefty working quickly, has the sign and the target, 0-2 pitch. There's a high pop-up, right field side. Making the call is Gavin Thompson in right, and he'll make the grab for out number 3. So very quickly, the Warriors go down in order in the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We have played 3. It is Chippewa Falls 2, Wausau West 0. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Top of the fourth inning, Chippewa Falls coming to the plate, leading Wausau West 2-0. It'll be the 9-1-2 hitters. Landon Atkinson leads off, and the first pitch from Marshall Helke is up and out of the zone for ball one. Landon Atkinson followed by Brady Smith and Jared Erickson for the Cardinals. Atkinson was hit by a pitch his first time up. Pitch is... I'd laugh because I haven't seen a game where we've seen in the first three-plus innings, five-hit batsmen, but that's the case, as Atkinson is hit in the back, and that is, again, another hit batsman here for Chippewa Falls. And again, this is not a case where he's thrown at anybody. It's just pitches that get inside and going off the batters. And none of the batters are angry. I mean, they just drop the bat and go to first base. It's just a case where, you know, Marshall Helke trying to work on the inner portion, and sometimes the ball gets away a little bit. So now Brady Smith, the leadoff man, will step to the plate. There's a good fastball from the right-handed junior in there for strike one called. Two runs on one hit, no errors for the Chi-Hi Cardinals, and no runs, no hits, one error for the Wausau West Warriors. Top half of the fourth inning. Pickoff move, and the runner is back in standing up. Again, a reminder that this is part of the Wausau West Triangular. Three games being played here today at West. The second game will have Chippewa Falls against Toma. The third game, Wausau West against Toma. And we'll have the Warriors and Toma coming up later today here on WXCO. Square around and a foul ball on the bunt attempt. Pounding his bat to the artificial ground is Brady Smith, but it's strike one. Actually, it's a strike two. Nothing and two is the count. No balls and two strikes on Brady Smith. Working out of the stretch, Marshall Helke. Runner takes his lead at first. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball towards shortstop, played by Ifodano. Flip the second for one. On to first, not in time. But that was, again, a nice play by Tony Ifodano, going to his right in the hole and then leaping and firing it to the bag and Bryant. 6-4 on the putout for the first out of the inning. Runner on first now for Jared Erickson. Erickson has laid down a sacrifice bunt and walked, so he has no official at-bats. Here's the pitch. Misses away for ball one. 1-0. Again, Marshall Helke has had a lot of trouble, but he's really, I think, been impressive here today. He's worked through a lot of runners on base. One run has been unearned, so one earned run now as he pitches in the fourth, and there's a fastball in for strike one. That's the thing, it's great when you see pitchers. Sometimes I think in the big leagues, you don't see pitchers allowed to pitch out of trouble anymore. You have to learn how to pitch out of trouble. And you don't do that unless you get those opportunities. And right now, I think Helke doing a very good job of that here today. Pitch bounces away from Robbins. Boy, that one was not in the dirt. Just bounced off of Robbins, and that allows the runner to advance 90 feet on the pass ball. Said earlier, Robbins done a nice job, but that time just kind of missed it. So now a runner in scoring position and one out. Two balls and one strike on Jared Erickson. Left-handed batter waves the bat. Runner off of second. Helke sets again at the chest, kicks, fires. Fastball drops a little bit low, and the count goes to 3-1. Lucas Logslett waits on deck for Chippewa Falls. So again, stressful situation for Marshall Helke, but he's done a good job in these spots. Pitch is down low, and there's a ball four and a walk. So first and second with one out, and Logslett coming to the plate. He had a sacrifice fly RBI in the first, grounded a shortstop in the second. Working out of the stretch, Marshall Helke. Runners off second and off first. Fires. Fastball in at the knees, outer portion for strike one called. No balls and one strike. Right-handed batter. Number 14 on the back of his red Chippewa Falls jersey. Helke's ready. 0-1 pitch. Misses low and outside. Evens things up at 1-1. Walking slowly back to the top of the pitcher's mound is Marshall Helke. Putting the fingers down again is Rowan Robbins, setting the target. And the 1-1. There's a high pop, right field side, foul territory, and that ball will be out of play. Ball and two strikes. Just one hit again in this game as we play the top of the fourth. One base knock. That was a double back in the first by Brecken Boysberg for Chippewa Falls. Two runs across for Chi High. 2-0 lead. Helke and the 1-2 pitch. Misses up and in. This time backing away from it and avoiding it is the batter, Lucas Logslett. Count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Helke sets, kicks, fires. There's a fly ball right field side. Alex Kapitz is under it. Runner at second will tag. Kapitz makes the grab. The runner will advance to third, but that is out number two. So runners on the corners for Chippewa Falls for their cleanup man, the only player with a base hit so far today, Brecken Boysvert. Boysvert had that double in the first and then walked and scored a run in the third.
First baseman, number 9, Brecken Boysvert.
Sun peeking through the clouds again here at Wausau West. Again, it's turned into a pleasant morning at this point. Again, the clouds sort of hovering around. But as long as they don't bring the rain, that's, again, it doesn't... I don't think we're supposed to really get any significant rain today. There's a swing and a fly ball deep into right field. Kapitz going back, still going back, still going back, and makes the grab right in front of the fence. He leaped up, ended up on his knees, but able to make the grab right in front of the fence in deep right field. A very good play by Alex Kapitz to retire Chippewa Falls in the fourth. Off the bat, I thought that was big trouble, but just enough room for Kapitz to make the play. No runs on no base hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base for Chippewa Falls in the fourth. We are halfway through, middle of the fourth inning. It is Chippewa Falls 2, Wausau West nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thank you.
top of the fourth inning. We've seen some great defensive plays, but now time for the bats to get going for Wausau West as they trail by a score of 2-0. Swinging on the first pitch, Clade, chopper to short, double clutch, and a throw across in time. Perlberg charging in at shortstop, made the play, 6-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. But again, the Warriors still looking for that first base hit, and now 9 batters have been retired in a row by Evan Weiler. Up next, Ryder Schindler. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. Clade, who just grounded out, is the only base runner for the Warriors. He walked to lead off the game. Evan Weiler's pitch drops down low, smothered by the catcher Atkinson. Ball one. But again, defensively, the Warriors have been pretty solid here so far. They had the one error, but again, that did come back to bite them for a run. But we've seen Ifanato make some good plays, and their cap has made a great play to end the last half inning. Pitch is down low, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Ryder Schindler. Joe Gravine in the on-deck circle for Wausau West. Evan Weiler rocks, kicks, and deals. There's a high pop-up. Short left field. Shortstop Perlberg goes back, and he'll make the grab for out number two. And also, just not a lot of pitches being thrown right now by Weiler. He is in no danger of hitting that pitch limit here today. All right, we got the next generation of public address announcers now up there. A very young voice. Get that youngster over here. He can take over for me in the last couple of innings as I get older and older. But now Joel Gravine does step in. First pitch on the outside corner for strike one called. Gravine flew out to left field his first time up. It actually turned into a double play because Clade tried to score, but he was thrown out. So Gravine is 0 for 1. Evan Weiler out of the wind, fires. Catches the inside corner for strike two. He's in a good rhythm. He has not had to go out of the windup.
NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Hit batsman in this game. fastball in there for strike one call. Wisconsin Valley Conference, D.C. Everston first at 8-0. Wisconsin Rapids is next at 7-3. Stevens Point 5-3. Wausau East 4-4. Marshfield and Wausau West 2-6. There's a foul ball first base side, and Merrill 2-8. Yesterday in the Valley, Stevens Point defeated Marshfield 12-9, and Wisconsin Rapids knocked off Merrill 11-1. Valley play on Tuesday, Everest at Merrill, East at Spash, and West hosting Marshfield. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone for a ball. So Stevens Point has dominated the WBC for many, many years. I think Wausau West is the only one that's actually knocked Spash off the pedestal in the last two decades. There's a fly ball center field. Going back with room and making the catch near the track is Miles Waldvogel. So Pearlberg hit it well, but Waldvogel makes the grab. Another solid defensive play. Good jump on that one by the sophomore in the first out of the inning. But D.C. Everest appears to be on their way to the conference championship this year.
Left fielder number 10, Brady Eichmann.
Three games ahead in the loss column are the Evergreens, so they can actually clinch the conference next week. Braden Hageman steps in. First pitch a little bit low from Marshall Helke for ball one. Hageman flew out to center in the first, hit the ball on the screws the second time, but lined out to the third baseman Dylan Landreth. 0 for 2. There's a chopper foul third base side. Count evens up at 1-1. Again, the second game of the day, we'll have Chippewa Falls against Toma, and then I'll be back for game number three when Wausau West takes on Toma somewhere in the 2 o'clock time frame, depending on how long this game goes and how long the second game goes. And the pitch is down low and outside. Count goes to 2-1. 2-1 on Hageman with Gavin Thompson in the on-deck circle. Helke sets, kicks, fires. Misses up and out of the strike zone. Count goes to 3-1. Marshall Helke has allowed just one hit and one earned run so far. But a few too many hit batsmen and walks, putting the base runners on. And there's another base on balls on that pitch down low. So again, not many hits, but still plenty of base runners for Chippewa Falls. So five walks and five hit batsmen. So I mean, you talk about playing with the high rope here. Is Marshall Helke? That will do it here for Marshall. So, again, solid effort for Marshall Helke here today. Allowed just that one earned run and one hit. He is responsible for the runner on first. So with one out and a runner on first in the top of the fifth inning, a pitching change. We'll tell you about the new Wausau West hurler in just a moment. It's Chippewa Falls 2, Wausau West nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
We'll be right back.
And the new pitcher for Wausau West is Dylan Landreth. He'll move over from third base. Marshall Helke now at third for the Warriors. Runner on first, one out, top of the fifth inning. Gavin Thompson at the plate for Chippewa Falls. And the pitch bounces off a home plate. Again, nice block behind the plate by Rowan Robbins. Ball one. 2-0 score. Chippewa Falls with the lead. Runner off of first being held by Joe Gravine. Setting at the shoulders is Landreth. Kicks and fires. Fastball. It was called strike. It's not an emphatic strike call by the umpire, so sometimes it's a little bit difficult, but that was a strike, and it's 1-1. Left-handed batter waits. Thompson is walked and popped up. 0-for-1 today. 1-1 pitch. Swing, a foul tip, and that's strike two. Ball and two strikes on Gavin Thompson. Brigham Garrett's in the on-deck circle for Chippewa Falls. He's ready. Peeking at the runner is Landreth. Now sets at the shoulders. Dylan kicks and fires. There's a chopper first base side over the head of the first baseman, Gravine. Oh, chop. And now rounding second, heading to third, will be Hagman. And that's using the ground for Thompson. And nothing that Gravine could do. You just saw it pop over his head, a high chopper into right field for the base knock. That is only the second base hit of the game. And now runners on the corners and one out for Brigham Garrett. He is hit into a fielder's choice and grounded out. He is 0-for-2. That's a tough break for Landreth. I mean, that was a good pitch. He got the batter to pound it into the ground, but unfortunately pounded it a little too hard into the ground, so it had that big spring off the artificial turf. There goes the runner from first. Pitch is taken for a strike. In without a play at second is Thompson. Catcher's indifference, so second and third and one out. Well, another hairy situation for Wausau West pitching, and we've seen a lot of these. Feels like Chippewa Falls has been batting the entire game. It's been short innings for the Warriors and long innings for Chi High. Pitch is down low, evens it up at 1-1. So you look at the first four-plus innings, now the fifth inning. There were six batters that came to the plate in the first for Chippewa Falls, six in the second, five in the third, five in the fourth, and now this is the fourth batter here in the fifth. Warriors have had only three batters in every inning so far. There's a chopper, foul third base side. Third base coach thinks better of it. Put that left hand up there, thought, man, maybe going to try to snag it, but decided to let it just fly on by. Save maybe a broken finger or two. Count now 1-2. Strikeout would be big right here for Dylan Landreth. Runners off third and second. Target is set by Robbins. Landreth. Kicks, fires. Swing and a miss, and there is a big strikeout. Two outs. Runners now on third and second. And for the number nine hitter, Landon Atkinson. So a chance to get out of this jam for Dylan Landreth. Landon Atkinson has been hit by a pitch twice, so he has no official at-bats. So now Landreth looks in, setting again at the shoulders. The right-hander kicks, fires. That's in at the top of the zone for strike one called. Dylan Landreth, senior right-hander for Wausau West. Off of third, Braden Hagman. Off of second, Gavin Thompson. 0-1 pitch. Fastball drops a little bit low and a tad inside. Count evens up at 1-1. Two nothing game. Chippewa Falls with the lead. Warriors trying to keep it right there. Chippewa Falls trying to get those two runners in from scoring position. 1-1. Hangs up high. And that's ball two. Continues to be overcast, but right now dry here in Wausau. Temperature hanging around in the 50s. Here is the pitch. There's a high pop-up heading back towards the backstop and running outer room is Rowan Robbins. He goes right to my right. Bounced off the fence just to my right. Right now here in Wausau, it is 55 degrees with a wind chill factor of 43. Got the wind gust up to 23 miles per hour. Two balls and two strikes. Again, trying to get out of this inning right now and strand those runners is Dylan Landry. Runners off second and third. Here's the pitch. Off the inside corner on a fastball, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Should Atkinson reach base, the top of the order, DH Brady Smith would hit next. Landreth, payoff pitch. Bounces in there and a good snag. That ball bounced in front of the plate, but able to cleanly pick it behind the plate and save a wild pitch was Robbins. So now the bases are loaded for the top of the order and Brady Smith. Big situation right now for the Warriors. Try to keep it within two. Brady Smith reached on an error, scored in the first, and then has reached on a fielder's choice twice, so officially he is 0 for 3 today.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 5, Brady Smith.
This is the 28th plate appearance for Chippewa Falls batters here today. Wausau West has only had 12 plate appearances, so again, if it was football and they had time of possession, the time of possession offensively has been on the side of Chippewa Falls. There's a good fastball from Dylan Landreth. Just above the knees, inner portion, strike one called. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Chippewa Falls. No runs, no hits, one error for Wausau West. Landreth, 0-1 pitch. Drops a little bit low on a fastball, and the count evens up at 1-1. Glad you could be with us here on this Saturday morning for the start of some high school baseball here on 98.9 WXCO. Very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. 1-1 pitch. Fastball tails off the inside corner, trying to frame it was Robbins, but does not get the call. And the count goes to 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Runners off third, second, and first. Landreth kicks, deals. Bounces in there, and it's now ball three. Nowhere to put the hitter. Three balls and one strike. Walking slowly back to the top of the pitcher's mound is Dylan Landreth. Toes the rubber, looks into his catcher for the sign and the target. Hands up high from Brady Smith as he waits in the right-handed batter's box. 3-1 pitch. Drops a little bit low, and that's ball four. And that will force in a run. 3-0 now the lead for Chippewa Falls. Bases remain loaded for center fielder Jared Erickson. Left-handed batter. He has laid down a sacrifice bunt. He has walked, and he has walked. So no official at-bats. And the pitch up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Too many free passes today between the hit batsman and the walks. A dozen free passes issued, and then you add an error. That's 13, actually, free passes issued. And frankly, the Warriors have been able to work out a lot of trouble to keep it within 3-0. Breaking ball, a hard breaker, and that's a good pitch in there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. One run in for Chi-High. They have a 3-0 lead. 1-1 pitch. Fastball drops just a shade low, and the count goes to 2-1. 2-1 on Erickson. Lucas Logslett would hit next for the Cardinals. And the pitch. Fastball A little bit low, and that's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Throwing the ball hard, throwing the ball well is Landreth, but just missing the strike zone. Sets at the shoulders. 3-1 pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner, and the count runs full, 3-2. Runners will be on the merry-go-round. Three balls and two strikes with two outs, so they'll be on the move from all three bags. Landreth has the sign and the target. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called, and that will do it for Chi High in the fifth. They do get one run on one base hit. There were no errors and three runners left on base. End of four and a half. It is Chippewa Falls 3, Wausau West nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Tony Ifodano will lead things off for the Warriors in the bottom of the fifth inning. West trailing Chippewa Falls 3-0. First pitch, there's a swing and a high pop-up. First base side foul territory. First baseman going over and making the grab. Still some room for Brecken Boisvert. One pitch and one out. Again, not a lot of pitches being thrown by Evan Weiler. Warriors, we've seen this a couple of times here in this game where they've hit the swung at the first pitch to start an inning. One pitch and one out. So Rowan Robbins up next. Weiler working on a no-hitter at this point. Pitches down low for a ball. The only base runner for West was a leadoff walk in the first inning to Travis Claude. Since then, Weiler has retired everybody he's seen. Pitches down low, and that's ball two. He has faced the minimum up to this point because Travis Claude was erased on a double play as he tried to score on a fly ball from Joel Gravine back in the first. Two balls and no strikes on Roland Robbins. He is 0-1. He grounded to third base his first time up. Down low, and there's ball three. So 3-0 on Robbins with Miles Wallvogel waiting on deck. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Fastball in at the knees, inner portion of the plate for strike one called. So Evan Weiler, left-hander, has been stellar so far today for Chippewa Falls. 3-1 is in there for strike two called, dropping the bat, thinking that it was a ball was Rowan Robbins, but in the end, it was a called strike, and it looked like a pretty good pitch. Now three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch is outside on a fastball, and the Warriors get the base on balls, and Robbins is on first. And despite the fact the Warriors have struggled offensively, get one more base runner, the potential tying run comes to the plate. So now Miles Wallvogel will step in. Evan Weiler is a junior for Chippewa Falls. We'll get a courtesy runner for the Wausau West catcher. And coming out of the Wausau West dugout and jogging over to first base for Wausau West will be, well, actually, they're going to.
For the Warriors, center fielder, number 13.
Robbins went back to the dugout, and now is back at first base. So no courtesy runner. So Rowan Robbins will stay there. And stepping in will be Miles Waldvogel for West. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Miles Waldvogel struck out his first time up, so he's 0 for 1. Working out of the stretch for the first time since the first inning is Evan Weiler. Sets at the chest. The lefty, a long look at the runner at first, comes home. Off the outside corner, taken for a ball. Three runs on two base hits, no errors for Chippewa Falls. No runs on no base hits, one error for Wausau West. Evan Weiler again sets at the chest, kicks and deals. Line drive into left field, in there for a base hit. First base hit for the Warriors, and now West has the potential tying run coming to the plate. Marshall Helke, who is now playing third base, will come to the plate. He lines to the second baseman his first time up. And now it looks as though we will get the courtesy runner. Little delay on the courtesy runner is coming out. Will be Carson Thurst to run for Rowan Robbins. So now the Warriors have something going, trying to work their way back into this one, trailing 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carson Thurst getting some instructions from the third base coach's box from Coach John Albee. And now Marshall Helke steps in. Runners take their leads off second and first. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Helke with a big cut. Came up empty, and that's strike one. Staring in is the lefty. Here's the kick and the pitch. It's down low and inside, and the count evens up at 1-1. So the no-hitter is broken up here in the fifth inning. And now the Warriors will try to break up the shutout almost immediately. 3-0 Chippewa Falls. Runners off second and first. Here's the kick and the pitch. There's a swing and a ground ball pulled foul down the third base side. One ball and two strikes on Marshall Helke. So Marshall's pitching line is completed. He was responsible for that run that came across in the last half inning, but still, one hit allowed in 4 1/3 innings, three runs, two of which were earned. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up on the right-hand side of the infield. It'll be an infield fly rule, as making the grab is the second baseman Logan Longslet for out number two. That will leave it up to Dylan Landrin, the Wausau West pitcher. So it'll be up to Landreth to get that two-out RBI hit for Wausau West. Right-handed batter. Landreth is 0-for-1. He grounded back to the pitcher back in the third. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball that misses outside for ball one. So the Warriors trying to chip away right now at this 3-0 deficit. Carson Thurs off of second base. Leading off of first is Miles Waldvogel. Evan Weiler stares in, has the sign and the target. Setting at the chest, kicks and fires. Fastball catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Some of the first pressure pitches. It's been rather easy for Weiler. Had 1-2-3 innings in the second, third, and fourth. Has not pitched with a runner in scoring position since the first. 1-1. Jack Swing, but not able to hold up his Landreth. And the count goes to 1-2. See, the Toma baseball team has arrived. They will be playing in the second game today against Chippewa Falls before facing off with Wausau West in the final game later on this afternoon. One ball and two strikes. Weiler kicks and deals. Down low and inside, smothered by the catcher, Landon Atkinson, and the count evens up at 2-2. Again, we will be back later this afternoon for the final game with Wausau West taking on Toma. Again, it depends on the length of these games, but somewhere in the 2 o'clock to 2:30 time frame, I imagine. Runners off second and first. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. There's a liner. The other way goes foul. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Three runs, two hits, no errors for Chippewa Falls. No runs, one hit, one error for Wausau West. It's been a solid game here today. I think both teams, you know, playing solid defense. Pitchers have dug deep. Like to see those kind of games. 2-2. Bounces in there, and the count runs full. And that means that the runners will each get a little bit of an advantage here because they'll be on the move. So perhaps a gap shot. Should be able to score Miles Wahlvogel from first base. So both runners will be on the move. 3-2 with two outs. Weiler again looks in. Has the target. Here comes the payoff pitch. There's a ground ball past the pitcher. Into center field for a base hit. Run will score. Heading to third is Wahlvogel. And the Warriors on the board. A chopper up the middle from Dylan Landreth got past the pitcher, and then the shortstop, Pearlberg, made a diving attempt, could not get a piece of it, and that makes it 3-1. So now the tying run is on base and the lead run at the plate for the Warriors as Cohen Bryant comes to the dish. That was a case again. We saw it earlier with Chi High where a ball was hit into the ground. It seemed to get a little bit of an advantage because of this artificial turf. Not a overly hard hit ball, but it was a perfectly placed ball by Dylan Landreth. Over the top of the pitcher and then just out of the reach of the shortstop. Weiler kicks, fires. Swing and a miss from Cohen Bryant, strike one. Bryant flew out to right field back in the third. So the Warriors on the board, back to a two-run game, 3-1. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Looking for another two-out RBI hit. First we had Landreth, and now it's Bryant looking for the hit. Line drive over the shortstop into center field for a base hit. So back-to-back two-out RBI hits. This time it's Cohen Bryant, and it's now 3-2. So the Warrior offense coming alive and now back to the top of the order and Travis Clotte.
Now batting for the Warriors, designated hitter, Travis Clotte.
He walked in the first, grounded a shortstop in the fourth, 0-1. But now the tying run in scoring position for the Warriors at second base. Landreth leads there. Bryant off of first. Here's the pitch. Line drive, but right to the shortstop, and grabbing it is Cole Pearlberg, and that will end the inning. But the Warriors get on the board. Two runs on three base hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. End of five. It is Chippewa Falls 3, Wausau West 2. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Chad Holmes back again from Wausau West, where we have a good one going here between the Wausau West Warriors and the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Chippewa Falls with a 3-2 lead as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. For Chi High, it will be the middle of their order, 3, 4, and 5, Lucas Logslett, Brecken Boisbert, and Cole Perlberg against Miles Waldvogel. So a new pitcher again for West. Miles Waldvogel will take over on the mound for the Warriors. So moving in from center field is Waldvogel. Landreth back at third base. And I think Ryder Schindler has now moved to center. Yep, that is Ryder out there. And it looks as though Marshall Helke is now in left field. So, now trying to keep it a one-run game in the sixth will be Miles Waldvogel. His first pitch bounces in there for ball one. Lucas Logslett had a sacrifice fly RBI in the first, has grounded out and flown out since then. The right-handed sophomore working out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner, taken for a ball. 3-2, Chippewa Falls with the lead. 2-0 pitch. Up and out of the strike zone in ball three. And that's been the big factor here. The Warriors and those free passes. There's a fastball that's poured in there for strike one called. So three balls and one strike on Lucas Longslett. Working quickly, Waldvogel fires. Ball again right in there, pops into the middle, Rowan Robbins, and the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch. Foul tip. Just getting a piece of that one was Longslett, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Three runs, two hits, no errors for the Cardinals. Two runs, three hits, one error for the Warriors. Waldvogel rocks, kicks, deals. Chopper again, just getting a piece of it again is Longslett. It will do it again at 3-2. Based on the length of this game, I think we're going to be falling a little behind. The original schedule had 10 a.m., noon, and 2. Strike three called. A breaking ball catches the top of the zone. Not liking it was Longslett, but he'll walk back to the first base dugout. First strikeout for Miles Waldvogel. And that will bring up the first baseman, Brecken Boisbert. Boisbert doubled in the first, walked and scored in the third, flew out to right field in the fourth. He was robbed. He went deep into right field. Alex Kapp has made a great play right in front of the fence in deep right field back in the fourth inning. Fastball, just misses. Boy, that looked like a pretty good pitch, but called ball one. As I was saying, it's almost 12 noon now, so we're going to be behind. Pitch tails off the outside corner for ball two. And again, the second game could be very quick and get us right back on schedule for the 2 o'clock game between the Warriors and Toma. There is a good fastball from Miles Waldvogel. That makes it two balls and one strike. Left-handed batter, number 9 on the back of the jersey for Brecken Boisbert. 2-1. Catches the top of the zone for strike two. So battling back again is Waldvogel. Two balls and two strikes. Looks in. Has the sign and the target. Here's the pitch. Line drive into center field. Boy, that Boisbert, he is a very impressive looking hitter here today at least. Hit that ball hard for a base knock. So now a runner on first and one out for the shortstop, Cole Perlberg. So now both teams with three base hits. Runner leads off first. Joe Gravine holds the bag. Kick in the pitch. Bounces in there. Blocked by Robbins. Count is 1-0. Again, if you're looking for some great fun here this afternoon, come on by. You can see the end of this game. You can see Chippewa Falls and Toma next, and then Wausau West and Toma. The final game of the day. Triangular here at Wausau West. Pickoff move, and back safely is Boysberg. Waldvogel sets, kicks, and fires. It hit him, and that one, not even moving, was the batter. It just went off the arm. And there's another hit batsman, and that is the, I think, the sixth of the game for Chippewa Falls hitters. So now runners on first and second for Braden Hagman. And the pitch is down low. Blocking it is Robbins, but ball one. After getting those two in the bottom of the fifth, you don't want to give anything up here in the sixth if you're the Warriors. Keep it a one-run game for the at-bat in the bottom half of this frame. Waldvogel's 1-0. Runners on the move. Pitch is taken for a ball and not able to get a good grip on it was Robbins. I don't know if he even had a chance anyways because there's another big jump at second. Boysvert in with the steal at second, at third, and in at second is Perlberg. So now 2-0 the count. Runners on second and third and one out. That's in there for strike one called. So 2-1 on Hagman. With the runners on second and third, back into the windup is Miles Waldvogel. He rocks, kicks, and deals. Bounces away. Not far enough for the runners to advance. Ball three. Three balls, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third for Chippewa Falls. Top of the sixth inning. Chi High leading West 3-2. 3-1 pitch. Low and outside, and now the bases are loaded. So now there will be a force at the plate as Gavin Thompson comes to the plate. Nope, actually, this is not Gavin Thompson. This is a pinch. Well, actually, they had a change earlier. And stepping to the plate now for Chi High will be number 11, Dominic Hayes. So Dominic Hayes is first AB. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Big cut right on it, but falls it straight back to the screen. 1-1. Well, in this situation, you want an Adam ball. Middle infielder's playing back, looking for the double play. Corner infielder's pinching in. 1-1. Good breaking ball in there for strike two called. So good situation now for Miles Waldvogel. One ball and two strikes. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. First baseman Joe Gravine in foul territory will make the grab for out number two. There is a good job of pitching by Waldvogel. Gets Hayes popped up, and now bases loaded, two outs. And stepping to the plate now will be Isaiah Hendricks, his first at-bat. Pinch hitter here for the Chi-High Cardinals. Replacing Brigham Garrett, who is 0-3. But a chance to keep it a one-run game right now for Miles Waldvogel and the Warriors.
Now batting Chippewa Falls, number 7, Isaiah Hendricks.
The right-handed sophomore, Miles Waldvogel. Working out of the windup. Has the sign and the target. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low and outside for ball one. Big batter right now in this game. 1-0 pitch. It hit him. Another hit batsman. I have never.